I'm Mike Rush, and welcome to another episode of Sitrep Israel, an automated daily situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This Sitrep was generated on Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026, at 1529 Israel time, 1229 IDF soldier severely wounded in Hezbollah drone attack as US rejects Iranian proposal. An IDF soldier was severely wounded and another lightly injured when a Hezbollah explosive drone struck troops operating in southern Lebanon on Monday. The military described the attack as a violation of ceasefire understandings and said the soldiers were evacuated to a hospital with their families notified. The incident is the latest in a pattern of Hezbollah drone activity along the northern border, with the group launching several explosive-laden unmanned aerial vehicles at Israeli forces throughout the day. In one case, drones exploded near troops without causing injuries, while an interceptor missile was fired at another suspected drone, with results still under review. Hezbollah has made frequent use of small first-person view drones in recent weeks. The drone strike triggered a sharp Israeli response that went well beyond a calibrated reprisal. The IDF ordered the evacuation of 16 villages and towns in southern Lebanon ahead of airstrikes, with spokesman Colonel Avichai Adrei warning civilians to head north of the Litani River and stating that anyone near Hezbollah elements is at risk. Israeli warplanes subsequently struck multiple towns, including Shakra, Barashit, Tibnain, Konin, and Tulin, and the IDF also targeted the area between Shakra and Barashit with phosphorus shells. The breadth of the evacuation order and the use of phosphorus munitions point toward area denial and population displacement rather than a tit-for-tat exchange. On the ground, Israeli troops under the 91st Division have now dismantled more than 1,000 terrorist infrastructure sites and located hundreds of weapons in southern Lebanon since operations began. Over the past day alone, soldiers razed a Hezbollah tunnel in the western sector, located and struck a weapons storage facility, anti-tank positions, observation posts, and structures used by the group. Troops also dismantled an underground route and located an underground shaft, a missile, an anti-tank position, and numerous explosive devices. The pattern of reported strikes and the explicit claim of dismantling over 1,000 sites suggest a systematic clearing operation rather than a series of reactive measures. Israel appears to be exploiting what one security cabinet member, Minister Regev, conceded is more of a porous ceasefire to degrade Hezbollah's forward positions while diplomatic attention remains fixed elsewhere. That diplomatic attention is squarely on the stalled Hormuz negotiations, where the Trump administration has coldly rejected an Iranian proposal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and end the war without addressing Tehran's nuclear program. The proposal, conveyed by two regional officials, would have Iran end its chokehold on the Strait in exchange for the U.S. lifting its blockade and ending the war. President Trump reportedly discussed the proposal with his national security team and was unhappy because it postponed nuclear talks. Secretary of State Marco Rubio ruled out any deal that excludes Iran's nuclear program. The strait remains closed, with 20,000 seafarers stranded in the Persian Gulf, mostly from India, enduring what reports describe as fear, isolation, and food shortages. Shipping insurance analysts warn that even if the strait reopens, coverage could cost 20 times more than before the war. Qatar has called for a peaceful solution, citing global economic impacts, while the U.S. blockade continues to choke Iran, with reports of Tehran resorting to what one outlet described as junk storage for oil and warnings of potential protests within days. Iran's diplomatic energy is being directed elsewhere. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi continued his regional tour, arriving in Russia for talks with President Putin, and stated that the U.S. failed to achieve its objectives in its military aggression against Iran. Iran's deputy defense minister attended a Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in Kyrgyzstan, offering to share Iran's experience in defeating the United States with member states, while the SKO voiced concern over U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran's digital infrastructure. The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Mirjana Spoljarek-Egger, arrived in Iran amid the ongoing conflict and humanitarian concerns. Domestically, Israeli media reported that army officers were informed in a secret discussion that Iran is succeeding in rehabilitating part of its ballistic missile system. Meanwhile, Iran International reported growing concern among the leadership over a renewed wave of protests driven by rising prices and unemployment. The Iranian government said it has taken all necessary measures to ensure the security of Hajj pilgrims, coordinating with Saudi authorities. In the West Bank, Israeli forces completed a counter-terrorism operation in the areas of Al-Ram, Kafr Aqab, and Kalandia over the past 24 hours. Soldiers and border police searched approximately 100 structures and investigated over 40 suspects, apprehending 6 for terrorist activity, incitement, and weapons possession. Troops confiscated more than 10 weapons, including pistols, Carlo weapons, a hunting rifle, M16 and M4 rifles, improvised pipe bombs, weapon parts, munitions, and military equipment. Separately, former Mossad chief Tamir Pardo toured Palestinian West Bank villages that suffered attacks and said settler violence is an existential threat to Israel, warning that failure to stop it could lead to another October 7th. He added that curbing the violence could spark a civil war. In a related development, Microsoft rolled back changes to its digital maps that had used terms like Judea and Samaria instead of West Bank, returning to the standard terminology after pressure from Palestinian groups and digital rights campaigns. On the multilateral front, Mossad chief David Barnea claimed the agency penetrated the core of the enemy's secrets in Iran and Lebanon, carrying out what he described as groundbreaking operations in 2025. He highlighted cooperation with the military that changed Israel's strategic posture, but did not address reports that his early wartime assessments on Iran were overly optimistic. Ukrainian President Zelensky accused Israel of accepting shipments of Ukrainian grain taken by Russia from occupied territories and threatened sanctions. The Israeli foreign minister rejected what he called tweets diplomacy, saying Ukraine has not submitted evidence. Amnesty International called for a U.S. strike on a migrant detention facility in Yemen last year that killed at least 68 people to be investigated as a war crime. The Venice Biennale announced its judges will not consider Israel due to Prime Minister Netanyahu's International Criminal Court arrest warrant, a decision the foreign ministry called false anti-Israeli political indoctrination. President Herzog arrived for a state visit in Kazakhstan, and the UAE is financing a mass wedding in Gaza, though a dispute arose over whether to play the Hamas or PLO anthem. In Lebanon, political reactions to the deteriorating situation are surfacing. Speaker Nabi Barry questioned where the ceasefire stands today, saying all matters remain on hold pending the ceasefire. MP Jamil Assayed criticized those who previously supported the resistance, but have now washed their hands of the matter. Saudi Ambassador Bukhari called for a path agreed upon by Lebanon's 3 presidents to strengthen civil peace, relying on President Barry's wisdom. On the Israeli side, northern officials and residents slammed the Lebanon truce, with one council head saying decision-makers should move north with their families to see the reality on the ground. The timing of Israel's escalation is telling. The U.S. rejection of Iran's Hormuz proposal leaves the blockade and strait closure locked in a stalemate with no off-ramp. Iran's diplomatic energy is directed toward Moscow and the SCO, not toward restraining Hezbollah. The ICRC chief's arrival in Tehran signals humanitarian pressure on Iran, not a diplomatic breakthrough. In this vacuum, Israel is acting unilaterally to reshape the Lebanon theater, calculating that Hezbollah's drone attacks provide sufficient pretext and that Washington's attention is fixed on the nuclear question. The northern Israeli officials' complaints about a porous ceasefire provide domestic cover for operations that look increasingly like a slow-motion ground campaign aimed at quietly expanding a buffer while the world watches the strait. That concludes today's SITREP. For more SITREPs, visit sitrepisr.com. Or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_SITREPs.